I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Colombian voters go to the polls this Sunday to elect a new legislature. Some of the names on the ballots will be familiar. Several of the candidates were kidnapped by Colombia's FARC rebels and held for years in hidden jungle camps. The FARC has been weakened in the past couple of years, though, and it's been releasing hostages to gain some political leverage. Several of the freed politicians are back doing what they did before they were captured. They're running for office. John Otis prepared this report in the capital, Bogota.
A television anchor describes the joyful moment in January 2008 when Clara Rojas was released by her captors. Rojas had been managing the campaign of presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt in 2002 when the women were kidnapped by leftist guerrillas. Rojas became pregnant by a rebel foot soldier and gave birth to a baby boy in the rainforest via emergency C-section. She was finally released after more than 6 years in captivity. She wrote a book and traveled the world, but eventually Rojas began to feel restless.
People were asking me, why don't you get involved in politics? Why don't you come back? And they convinced me.
Rojas joined the opposition Liberal Party and is running for a seat in the Colombian Senate. If she wins in Sunday's vote, she could end up serving with some of the same people she lived alongside in the jungle. A half dozen politicians kidnapped by the FARC guerrillas are now running for Congress, even though their status as high-profile lawmakers is what prompted the guerrillas to abduct them in the first place. Not surprisingly, some of their relatives fear for their safety. Carolina Perez is the daughter of former Senator Luis Elario Perez, who's now running again after being released in 2008.
Well, really, to be honest, at the beginning, we were really not into it that much. We were scared because we went through a lot. We weren't sure about the situation, about his security.
Her father, Luis Elario, points out that the guerrillas are weaker now and security in Colombia has improved since the last time he ran for office. But Perez, who's been out stumping for votes, also admits that he's making up for lost time. He spent nearly 7 soul-numbing years in the hands of rebel gunmen with nothing to do but daydream about life as a free man. One of his fellow prisoners was Ingrid Betancourt, the former presidential candidate who was rescued in 2008. She killed time in captivity by drawing up a 190-point governing plan in case she was ever elected. Betancourt is not running this time around, but most analysts believe she too will attempt a comeback. Perez points out that for many former hostages, politics is the only thing they know how to do.
Hemos tenido la actividad política.
We've been politicians all our lives, Perez says. You wouldn't tell a doctor or a lawyer who's been kidnapped to stop practicing law or medicine once they were freed. In the traditional sense, years of swatting mosquitoes and sleeping in the mud isn't great preparation for would-be lawmakers, but it does provide some political cachet. The ex-hostages are viewed by many Colombians as heroes. And while most candidates hail from the middle and upper classes, Clara Rojas says her ordeal as a hostage gave her a taste of how the other half lives.
I had to sleep on the floor. I had to scrounge soap in order to bathe and brush my teeth. All that made me think much more about the Colombians who never had the opportunities that I had.
Most of the ex-hostages are running as opposition candidates. In the meantime, their relatives are reluctantly coming to terms with their political ambitions. Carolina Perez says her whole family is now involved in her father's Senate campaign.
It's what he wants to do. It's what he has always loved. He just told us, look, I came back for you guys and for what I love to do. What am I supposed to do now? So let me do it. Be with me. How can you say no?
For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.